Hello, everyone. Lomas Brown here again for another episode of Beast of the Week presented by Priority Health. This week's Beast of the Week is the Detroit Lions tight ends versus the run defense of the Cleveland Browns. The important thing for our tight ends this week is to get outside contained on the outside linebackers of the Cleveland Browns. What we have to do is maintain our blocks. As you can see right here with our tight end, we're going to have a combination block between the tight end and the tackle. And the most important thing is for the tight end to be able to get up on the next level, get a block on this guy so we could get Amir or Theo Riddick up to the next level. That's going to be very important against a Cleveland team that loves to penetrate. Now, if you look at it, we go to a double tight end set that we have up top. Again, even when we have the double tight end set, the most important thing for the tight end, especially the inside tight end, is to make sure that he sustains his block, because 9 out of 10 times, the inside tight end is going to have to block down on a defensive end. As we're going to see over here, we have the big guy blocking down on the end, and we have our other tight end maintaining on the outside backer. If we can maintain these blocks on the edges and get our running backs out here, I think we could do a lot of damage in the run game. Now, conversely, you look at a Cleveland Brown team, and with their defense, what they love to do is penetrate. They like to try to penetrate. Either they're going to penetrate through effort, those guys going through our linemen, or as you can see right here, they could penetrate with little subtle line movements. Take, for instance, this number 99, just a subtle movement coming inside on the guard, that creates that penetration, causing the running back to have to bounce the play to the outside. Another way is, again, these guys causing penetration. Once they do that, it's going to affect the run game. So it's going to be important for our tight ends or our guys on the outside to maintain their blocks. You look, once again, the Houston Texans are trying to get outside, but you have the guys, their guys, making little subtle line movements that makes it hard for the offensive tackle to maintain their block. Here, Myles Garrett comes inside on the offensive tackle, makes it hard for the tackle to maintain their block, and it affects the running back, making him bounce out to the rest of the guys out there. So penetration could be a killer against us, especially with our outside tight ends. They're going to have to make sure no penetration comes through with the Cleveland Browns. And that's a look at this week's Beast of the Week presented by Priority Health. I'll see you guys next week.